Please use Praxis Mimetics Persona chips after thoroughly reading the included safety data sheet in order to correctly install them. The inherent acceptance of the risks involved with usage are assumed by choosing to consume this audio. Thank you for choosing Praxis Mimetics LLC, a premier purveyor in personality-altering mimetic agents. Praxis Mimetics LLC, spreading the word that we change minds. The exploration of arousal is always an enjoyable experience for those involved. It's something that one can indulge in, find their own particular path, and enjoy in their own leisure and time. But that's when you aren't so horny that you can't think, that all you can manage to do is rut like an animal. That's what it's like to be in heat. To have that burning desire, that sensation, cooking, smoldering away inside of you. It's unquenchable. It's like trying to put out a fire and only seeing the flames erupt larger as you throw water into it. That's what it's like to be in heat. And I think it's an enjoyable experience to sometimes be helpless to your desire. To be so utterly horny that you're willing to do things to get off by any means necessary. Of course, within reason and sanity and safety, but still, the fantasy within one's mind can certainly go wherever you please, just so long as you're safe with your body. So, with that in mind, I think it's time we get a little bit more heated, a little bit more warm. I mean, it's not a hard concept to recreate. All of us have experienced regular heat. And what if we took that and we put it together with arousal and sexuality, mixed it together in a nice little globule, something we could foster, something we could ride, something that would eventually ride us? Well, I think you can manage that for me with a little bit of guidance, a little bit of help. Who knows? Maybe you've already got this figured out, and you're just waiting for me to egg you on. Whatever the case may be, I know that if I begin with a simple enough set of instructions, we can construct it from nothing, from thin air, pulling the vapor of nuance into reality. To quote someone who writes very enjoyable and silly words. Now, let's all close our eyes and take a moment to focus in and listen closely to what I have to tell you. To let the world around you become less of a focus. You've already chosen to make me the focus of your mind for a little bit, and I intend to take good care of it. So why don't we take this little experience a little further away, a little bit deeper inside. It's not pertinent that we keep up with everything going on. I mean, we all have so many thoughts, so many worries, so many concerns on a day-to-day basis. We have aches, we have pains, we have sleepiness, tiredness, burnout, thinking, bills, jobs, so many things that we can just let go of, because isn't it nice to feel someone else pull you away from all those complex things that are necessary towards your day-to-day life? Of course. That's why, since you know where you're headed, you don't need to struggle, because there is no fight when you know what you want and you're getting it. So let me pull you away. Let me take you somewhere else. Let me pull you inside. Let my voice be that walking, smooth, flowing guide that brings you into a state of focus and clarity in which my voice becomes the central thread, the pulling force, the motive that passes through your mind. Maybe the feeling starts, maybe it begins at first, as that sensation you might have felt sitting in the warm sunlight on a nice, comfortable day. It's a classic relaxation, but today it's going to get a little bit more toasty. Think about what it feels like when the sun's just right, when that heat hits your skin and it doesn't hurt, it's just warm, it's just perfect. The air temperature is low enough that it doesn't feel like you're cooking up. Instead, it just feels like you're being nicely warmed. Yeah, exactly like that. Just letting that memory play back. Imagining what it would feel like to just be in your current position. Let those feelings become something you're focusing in on. That nice, comfortable warmth. This is the part where we deviate from that classic script. Pull that warmth. Feel it. Feel it concentrate as it moves away from your face, your arms, your legs, up into your torso, and down into your chest, filling your core up, 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 with a nice calm warmth. That's pleasant, isn't it, to imagine a nice warmth kind of settling into your torso? But then again, the devil is in the details, because, after all, maybe you hadn't noticed it. There's something creeping into that warmth, sneaking its way in. Anticipation. That's what it is. Oh, you thought I was going to say something else? No, no, silly. It's the anticipation of what would happen if that warmth became a little more intense. Feeling more now like you were being heated a little bit there until it starts to feel a little bit more warm than you were expecting. And then there's that hunger. That faint itch. And you felt it so many times before. Arousal. That desire, that need, that wanton part of you. As though someone had just begun to tease it forth from you. Thinking about how good it would feel to indulge your body's whims. But that's all you can do for now. Think on the matter. Let those feelings concentrate. Let them pull together. It might seem a little bit abstract at first, but oftentimes a sketch is the roughest portion of any drawing. And right now you feel that warmth. You can let me pull on you, gently tugging your mind forward into that arousal. The body, after all, is easily trainable, easily coaxed along. The placebo effect itself is proof enough that there can be a noticeable impact simply from the psychological. It doesn't necessarily mean it would be something stronger than a true chemical, but it does mean that the mind can certainly shift and twist and bend its own perception of reality, and even your body to an extent. So, that warmth, that heat, that pulling, pulsing that begins to grow. As though you were hungry. Hungry for something beyond food. Hungry for that pleasure, that stimulation. That ever so perfect feeling of getting off. You know what it is. You know exactly what it is. There's certain things that feel, oh, so delightful. And everyone knows what they are for themselves. And oh, how good it would feel to indulge, wouldn't it? That warmth grows every time you think about it, every time you contemplate how good it could be to indulge yourself, to touch, to stroke, to grab something to help out, whatever it might be. Those desires make that warmth a little stronger, that heat growing. And the interesting thing is, the heat seems to make all those sensations all the more present, as though tantalizingly close to the surface, as though everything was almost there, but not quite, as the heat grows and grows, looping in a lovely little positive reinforcement loop. Feedback, bouncing off feedback, warmth and heat, and warmth and heat, and warmth and heat. It loops into itself. And that desire, oh, that gut-wrenchingly good desire. Oh, your hands may be drifting, but they aren't going to arrive yet. They aren't going to be freed up to do anything yet, because we haven't cultivated that seed into the bloom that we want to have going. No, that is only the beginning. We haven't done much other than begin this fire. But we gotta stoke those flames. We gotta get that burning intensity that we talked about earlier. This is where we begin to pump it up a little. Fill it up with something more. Give it a little bit more fuel. And I know that by now you're probably maybe squirming a little bit. Or maybe fantasizing thoughts straying occasionally from my words because the desire has grown so strong that maybe you just can't help yourself. But think of something that would be such a delightful situation to find yourself in right now. And that's okay if some bits of you stray. Because you'll come back into the loop that feeds into itself, that heat, that arousal growing until there's a fire. A flame at first, just licking deep inside, and everywhere that that fire begins to burn, the desire grows twice as strong. It's like somebody filled you up with tinder and lit it aflame. You can feel that fire spreading through your core. And oh, that need is so strong. If it weren't for the fact that I could just hold your body back by a simple word right now, I'm sure your hands would have started that process, that desperate, needy process that is growing in intense pulses and waves and pulses and waves of warmth looping into arousal and arousal looping into warmth and arousal looping into warmth and arousal looping into warmth. It's simple, it's straightforward, and yet it is. That is the thing about it. You start simple, but you build up and up. That simple foundation is all that's needed to create that heat, that fire, that burning desire. Oh, I'm sure that it's there. I know that you can't convince yourself otherwise anymore. It might start small, it might start big, it might already be a roaring inferno. That's the nice thing about this. Every time it's a little different. Every time it's a little stronger. And every passing second, that warmth and that heat and that need. Oh, you've cultivated them. All from feelings you already knew, seeds planted by yourself. And oh, how wondrous they will be when we finish growing them into heat. Heat and fire and flames of arousal licking up inside of you, licking at the base of your mind. And as that fire reaches higher and higher and fills you up and starts to burn away at your thoughts, it does start to make you more and more empty-headed, more and more full of desire. After all, an animal in heat is one that wants to rut, a creature that wants to fuck. That's what they are. And that's what you're becoming for a little while. Do you feel that flame, that scaldingly intense need? It has to be satisfied. If you could just fuck, if you could just touch yourself, if you could just do something to get off. You don't even fucking care at this point. You'd hump a goddamn pillow. But you know what? There's nothing you can do. You're trapped, held by your own mind, manacled in place until released. And oh, it makes it so much worse, so much stronger, so much more intense. That flame growing, that loop repeating, that intensity growing. It goes and it goes. A simple enough statement, but oh, it knows so much more. That set of words revealing just how strong this set of sensations has become. That loop is powerful. And you are probably, oh, almost certainly beyond needy. You've never felt that desire in such a way before. Or maybe you have because you know what it's like to rut and you know what it's like to be that horny because you've done this before. Because this is your opportunity to indulge more, to grow more and more lost in this pleasure, this desire, this arousal, this heat that burns away the thoughts and leaves behind only the carnal creature, that thirst, that need, that unquenchable need There's something. Something. Any form of stimulation. It doesn't matter. As long as it's something that won't hurt you, it is something that would feel good right now. Something that you know is safe to indulge in. Something pleasurable. Something oh so fucking horny and good and lewd and anything. It doesn't matter. The thoughts in your head crumbling before the flames. The flames burning through every little bit of, well, intention and thought. Just leaving behind need and want and desire. And the flames in your core so hot now. Oh, so hot. They're spilling over into every bit of you until the arousal is just the core of your experience. Until it doesn't matter what you do, you need to get off. The only thing that could fix this is an orgasm. The only thing that has a chance of making it better. Unless, of course, you need to do something else. Then you could just quench those flames by dousing yourself. But unless that's the case, I have the distinct feeling you are unspeakably horny. I can only imagine what it's like to lay there, to be writhing, squirming, squeezing, pulsing with pleasure. Oh, if only, if only, if only, if only the need could be satisfied. But it doesn't end because it's being in heat. Heat just pushes you to do, to touch, to play with yourself, to do whatever it is that's going to get you that orgasm. Whatever it is. Because you know that's the only thing that could make this heat die down. Other than a quench. But that's only something you need to think of if something comes up. Otherwise, well, I have the distinct feeling you're going to be very, very horny. Until you get the chance to do something about it. Oh, that flame is just burning, isn't it? And every time you think about it, every time you go, no, 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 this is so, so much, so much, it's so, oh, but until you come or, well, decide to quench it by thinking about quenching your flame in cool water, well, it's just going to burn like a beautiful, delightful inferno. Inside your core, inside you, roasting and toasting, cooking its way through your mind, leaving you a rutting animal. Drifting for a moment for me. Let yourself come back to the present and take that warmth, that heat, that fire with you. Good. Knowing that it will, of course, burn out when you satisfy it, or should you need to quench it, and thinking of quenching it will, but only if it's something you need to do, or something that will keep you safe, or comfortable, or if you just need to go if something comes up. But of course, otherwise, letting it burn until it's satiated. Burn until your thoughts are a mess of melty pleasure, to mewling, helpless, well, heated thoughts. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, four, five, halfway back. Six, seven, eight. The flames wait at the gate. 9 and 10. Wide awake. Feeling horny.